during the Gemara. The Mishnah had said that if you had Peros that were Shalom Nigmar Malacha, such as Sali Anavim Lagat, Sali Tainim Lamukta, you have these containers of Peros that are going to be pressed or that are going to be dried. So there be Shammai says, Ma'aseh Sheni Ya'alev Yochav Yerushalayim, that since they were in Yerushalayim, you have no choice, but you have to take out of them their Ma'aseh, you bring it back into Yerushalayim, you can't be Poreh. The reason for that is because he holds Matana Shalom, can be Shalom Adanim. And Beis Tzohar says, what's the problem? Yipadev Yachel, Bechol Makom. It's all right, you can eat it anywhere. Now, the Gemara now is making a deal. Mashma from the Mishnah says, Gemara ha Sali Ta'inim La'akiva, but Sali Anavim La'akiva is considered to be Gemara Malacha. So that if these Salim were not going to the Mukta, were not going to be pressed, but they contain now fruit that is edible, but they're still in the Salim, and they're still out in the field. You're going to tell me it's Gemara Malacha, and having been in Yerushalayim, Matana Shalom of Mishra Medanya, and everybody would agree, including Bekelel, that you cannot be Poreh anymore. That's what the Mashmaut is. The point is, though, that even though it's certainly not Chayiv yet in Ma'aseh Sheni, because it's only Chayiv once it's brought into the house, nonetheless you're claiming that if it's a Gemara Malacha, then a Gemara Malacha is enough to be considered a Matana Shalohurmu, Gomishohurmadana. Only Bekelel, the Beit Shammai. Now, the Braisa over here, this is a Braisa. And this Braisa is a following the Shita of Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, who says that Beit Shammai and Bekelel were not arguing about something Shalom Nigmar Malacha. It's certainly not something in which we would say Matan Shalohumu, Kemishuhumu Danya. So according to him, this Bryson reads like this. Beit Shammai, Beit Hillel says to Beit Shammai, Ina temo dimon of the perot shalomim roma lachtan, shiipada by tushani shalayim, liyachim, b'kol makom. Are you not in agreement with us that if the parents themselves were the chalal not gemara malacha, you don't say that kotuhu mechitzot. There even you agree, correct? Why? Because it's not gemara malacha. So if that's the case, what do you care, even if it were Nigmar Malacha, not for what should be Nigmar Malacha, if Lamaita, the Peres are not yet Chayev, so how can you say that it's as if the Ma'aseh Sheni exists in them already? How do you make sense of this? If you're all this commission or Medanya, so then you should say it even if it wasn't Nigmar Malacha. Right? Because what's your far? That since even though they're not chayim now, since they're going to be chayim when they're brought into the house, so it's as if they were madanya. No, the same thing is true if there were no nigmar malacha, since they will be chayim when it's nigmar malacha, it's as if the matanim are hur madanya. But how do you make this artificial distinction between the lack of a chiyah that comes because it's not in the house and the lack of a chiyah that comes because it's no nigmar malacha? Amulah Beit Shammai, Beit Shammai told Beit Hillel, Lo, Yimamah, Tim Perot Shalom, Yimamah, on Shuhu Yochol Lahakiran, Vela Patronim, and Amah Esrot. Told me that Perot Shalom, Yimamah, on Shaino Yochol Lahakiran, Vela Patronim, and Amah Esrot. How can you compare the two cases? In a case where the Perot were not Nigmar Malacha, theoretically, the guy has the power still to be mocked to them, because as long as you're mocked before Gemara Malacha, it's perfect. If you now go back and take them from Hefker, since they never became Chayav, because we never need Gemara, they remain perfect. So as long as it's not Nigmar Malacha, they may never be Chayav. Because what if the guy is mocked then? So there we would not say, Matanah Shalom, Matanah Shalom, Matanah. Mashenken, would you say the same thing on parents that already are Chayav in the sense that they are already Nigmar Malacha. So there we could say that it would be too late already for you to be Malacha. Amulah and Beit Hillel, Beit Hillel said to them, after Rosh and Nigmar Malacha, Yechol Abkiran, Ulipotron Minamasot, why don't understand? If they weren't actually Chayiv, and they weren't brought into the house, so then you could still be Malacha. Because we learned back in Peah that that case over there was talking about where you were bringing them into the shuk. So over there, there's no need for bringing it into the house. Because once you can sell it, then it already becomes chayim. But over here, we're talking about even in a case where a guy wants to keep it in his house. And you're saying, nonetheless, it's kamishu hun yadanya. But the halach is you can be mafkia, maitris, as long as it didn't become chayim. And you're bringing a riot from the Mishnah and Peah, which is talking about a different case. Therefore, we don't understand why Matana Shalom of Mishra Medanya makes a difference with Nigma Malakta. It is dependent, at least, on whether it's higher. V'chisaleite einim v'anavim la'achila shema yokola tiran v'potron min amatro. Is this because it's la'achila? Does Nigma Malakta, can he not still be mastered at this case? At this moment, in this case, where he's planning on eating himself? By the way, points out the Gemara, but you do see from here that once something is put into a shawl for purposes of eating it, even though now it wasn't wrote in Abayas, it's considered to be considered a double stream of malacca. Now, Beit Shammai has a response to this. Oh, it says another story. Okay. Fine, let's forget about that question. But how about like this? Perush Shalom Nigmar Malachan. If you want to take off my Shani from somewhere else, you could. In which case, why should we look at it as Matana Shalom Mukamishu Mudanya? And therefore, it's as if it was already called to the Mechitzas of Yerushalayim. Maybe the guy was never going to take out my Shani from here. He was going to take out my Shani from somewhere in Timbuktu. So I could take off my Shani from somewhere else. My Shani came Paris, they're Nigma of Malacca. Once they're already Archayas, at that moment, the Mechitzas took over the amount of my Shani, and therefore you can't be Motzi my Shani from Makom Acher. Now, by the way, says the Gemara Hada. Yeah, of course, there's no Chatur Mechitzas anywhere else. You know, you can eat it, Yerushalayim. Hada Pashta She'ela, this actually explains, brings us an answer to the question that Rabbi Zeira asked. That we saw before, Rabbi Zeira asked, what the din would be if you were Masish, Masish Shani from somewhere else. So he wasn't sure whether we would say in that case that since he took it off the Masish Shani from a place that never came into Yerushalayim, maybe it wouldn't be called to a Mechitzas. But in this Brisa, we see that the Shammai takes for granted that once it's Nigmar Malacha, you can't take off Masish Shani from somewhere else, and it's considered to be called to a Mechitzas, just a job. In other words, we're Gemara saying that now that we see this argument in this Brisa, it addresses the question that Rabbi Zeira raised before we didn't have an answer to. Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Yonatan and Rabbi Yashur ben Levi, all of the Yerushalayim, well, they all went up to Yerushalayim and Nitmanu and Perot, and they had these Perot and they were Mafish, Meisheshani on them. Ubichulis Dotam, Bidvulim. They wanted to now to be poted, they want to take it out of Yerushalayim in order to be poted, because he can't be poted in Yerushalayim, that's for sure. But they held that the Zman Hazeh, so that there's no din of the Mechitzas, the Zman Hazeh, you can take it out again. And you can be poted. That's what they wanted to do. I have to change that, there's no Omar. So Bichul is Dotan Bidvulim.
No,
there's no Omar. Betty has, you see the Rashi's gears over there? So that is the era. So there's the era set it to us, I should say. Alright, whoever it was, I mean, it's just, so, Omra 1, it's like, Omralon Chorasalta. So a certain, here's also in the Rashi, feminine, a grandma said to them, Lo, and so an old lady was there, so she saw what they were doing, and she said, Lo have an Amdun king. Well, I don't know, where I come from, they didn't act in this way, I don't know what's coming to the world anymore. Ella, what they would do is, Masikin Chutzvachoma, Ukodino Tamsham. They would take them out while it was still Tevel, and they would take the Maizusheni up over there, and then they would decode it. But in my day, I can tell you that if anybody took off the Maizusheni, he would never take the Maizusheni out to decode it, because it was too late to decode it, even Bisman Hazet. So, okay, so that means that the Machlokas, and according to this, the Machlokas, the Shamanic on the Mishnah, was talking about Shnigma Malachta, and they were passing like they saw, that is, it's not a day, it's okay to take it out. Safta, Havit Savamema, Inata Mechitot, Kiru Olot. Apparently, the Safta held that the Mechitas of Yerushalayim, even though they don't exist at that time, it's even so, the Kiddush of Yerushalayim remains the same, and it's as if they're there, and therefore it's too late. Whereas Inan Rabbanan, but those rabbis happen to have they held that Ein Ro'in da Mechitzot Kilo Olot, that once the Mechitzot are destroyed, you don't give the din of Yerushalayim, once they're Chorot, then they're not Kolot. It's a din of the actual Mechitzot, it's not a din stamped in the Kiddush of Yerushalayim. The Safta Havitzot came out, to Rabbi Yeshua. Apparently the Safta held like Rabbi Yeshua, that Elon Rabban and these rabbis have been sovereign at the Rebbe Eliezer. So she was fascinating like in the Machlokas of Rabbi Yeshua. We got to find out who the Safta is. She was fascinating in the Machlokas of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, where the Kiddush Rishon is Kitchen Mashaita, Kitchen Lassi Lava, famous Machlokas, whether the Kiddush Rishalayim remains even though there's no Machita. So she held that even though there's no Mechita, but the Kedusha remains in Yerushalayim. And therefore, she was passing like Rabbi Yoshua. That's why the Yerushalayim doesn't make any sense. That's the swap of Yerushalayim. Whereas these rabbis, they held like Rabbi Eliezer, that the Kedusha Rishonah was bought once the walls were chorus, and therefore they were mocked taking it out because it wasn't Niklat. Rabbi Pinchas, Messiah of Lotadala, Rabbi Pinchas, he would take off the Maitesheni, and in order to be put it, he was Metamiyat. Once it's Tame, you can be put it even Yerushalayim. Even though normally it's us, it's being Metamiyat Maitesheni, but he held that this Manazet, since the Maitesheni is not Roy Wafiyah, so it doesn't matter anymore, because there's no Yerushalayim. So therefore, it's the Tevas, the Maitesheni, to be Metamiyat, and now you're going to be put it, and then you can get what you need with. So, Chashash Ladu Vladein. He was afraid, he held you had to be Poder, you had to be Metameh, because he was afraid that the Halacha was like the Safta. So therefore, according to her, you couldn't be Poder just by taking out Yerushalayim, and therefore he went ahead and he was Metameh. But he was also Choshesh for the Shita and Aramish, the Tanakhama, that held that everybody is Moda once it's Nigmar Malachim. You're not allowed to take it out of the book. It's both sheets as you would think master. That even without Mar Balacha, it's called to a Mechita, and that there are Mechitas in Manazet, like the Safta help. And mainly the only thing that he could do was to go ahead and be a Matamiyat, otherwise there'd be no excuse to be quoted. Rabbi Yaakov Barini, Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi, say, Halakha, Kidivrei HaTalmid. Halakha over here is like the Talmud, meaning like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel quoting Rav Yossi, he was quoting his Rebbe, that actually Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel were only arguing in the case where it was Nigmar Malachta. And there we pass it like Beit Hillel, but even if it's Nigmar Malachta, it's mutter to take it out of Yerushalayim because you don't hold that Matana Shelo Hurmu, Kamish Hurmu Damyan. Or Bilvad, Amr Rebbe Zero, Bilvad, the Perot ain't pulling the Demai. We said over here that Demai can be Nichnas Yotei, it says in the Mishnah, and it doesn't matter, you can be Podeit. It's talking not Maisa Sheni of the Maya. It's talking about a case where the parents were still Tevel, but they were not Tevel Vadai, they were Tevel of the Maya. So what it's saying over here is that Tevel of the Maya for sure will make us a case that we don't hold that Matana Shalohumu Kemishu Medanya. Hadmai Asmo, but Maisa Sheni of the Maya. Even though it's only Demai, we would still say Kratza Fasto Mechisa, and Maisa Sheni wants it to refresh. Even though it's only Demai, we don't hold that you can go ahead and take it out again if you hold it. All right.